Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Oh, the rocker. This is a crock, Richie.
It's a crock rock.
Yeah, let's rock with a crock.
It's a crock rock.
It is a crock rock
and
with Elton
jock.
John.
I remember when rock was young.
Pretty silly.
Me and Susie had so much fun.
Yeah,
putting hands and skimming stones.
Ever date a girl named Susie?
Did
you ever have fun?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So you and Susie had so much fun.
Not so much.
You were hopping by into the crocodile.
Turned out she was gay.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know at the time. I'm not sure she
did. Did you have anything to do with her going that way?
In college? No, thank you. Now that I think about it, I don't think I did. All right, so the word on Elton John is that Nashville has invited him to appear, and he has accepted. Now, this is really something big when you think about it. Season 4 of Nashville winding down. This dramatic finish, which will take place on May 18th. They announced this, I think, week or I think it was last Thursday or Friday, that Elton John will have a special guest appearance playing himself on Nashville. I'm thinking about, this is the first time he's gone into any country circumstance that I can remember. His lyricist, Bernie Taupin, they've written a bunch of country songs, but Elton John hasn't really recorded them. But back in 1994, he joined Tammy Wynette on her album Without Walls. I remember the line then was, it brought together the queen of country music and the queen of England. He's 69 years old. Man, he can still do it.
He's still jamming, isn't he?
Man, he's got it. He sure has it. He's had 32 successful albums or CDs. Good, Doug. CDs. Nothing wrong with that. Very wealthy and highly regarded. Good for him. He deserves every bit of
success. And if it's going to be a dramatic appearance, he's certainly a drama queen.
He's a drama queen. Yes, he is. Yep.
He'll fit.
All right, this lady is not Taylor Swift. I found out some more about this yesterday. You know, we were sort of teasing about her getting the Taylor Swift Award. Taylor Swift gets the first ever Taylor Swift Award.
Yeah.
64th annual BMI Pop Awards taking place, and special honor it was like the same as Michael Jackson got the Michael Jackson Award. That's kind of what they, the celebration of music, tribute to the artistry and songwriting that has been a part of the music world. Barry Mann has won, for example. Now Taylor Swift is going to win this. This is Beverly Hills in May 10th, I think it is. But she had nothing to do with either the award or, the conception of it.
So she didn't create the award and then
to give it to herself. No. All right, Janet Jackson, also on the musical news today. She announced that she will cancel her Unbreakable World Tour while she and her husband work on a baby.
She's 50.
And she is 50 years old. On Twitter, announcing the news, quote, "We're in the second leg of a tour. Actually, been a sudden change. I thought it was important that you be the first to know my husband and I are planning our family. So I will delay the tour. Please, if you could try to understand, it's important that I do this now. I have to rest up. Doctor's orders." So I'm not sure. Is she pregnant?
She is not pregnant.
She's trying to get pregnant.
She's trying to get pregnant, yes.
At 49.
Yes.
Good for her.
I think she's the big 5-0 though already.
Yeah, is she?
But she's in great shape. I mean,
age is just a BS number. We all know that. So good luck to her. I hope she is very successful. She's got a new husband, and they want to build a family. What's wrong with that? 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Did you know that our daily heating, lighting, and air conditioning results in a full third of our individual carbon footprint, while needlessly draining our wallets in the process? The old idea of changing windows for winter actually costs more in hardware than it saves. But changing to a programmable thermostat is a whole lot cheaper in the long run, along with raising our thermostats by 3 degrees. We can wash our clothes in cold water, costs nothing, saves money. Turning our water heaters down to 120 degrees is free and saves money. Air drying clothes in the summer is free and saves money. Turning off unneeded lights, free and saves money. And just doing that will save you $250 a year. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This defenseman led Team Canada to an Olympic gold medal in 2002. He was the 2004 Defenseman of the Year and the MVP of the 2007 Stanley Cup playoffs.
Niedermeyer, he can fly. Niedermeyer, we say the trailer. Niedermeyer just missed. Niedermeyer scores!
So, where is Scott Niedermeyer now? Scott's first team, the New Jersey Devils, retired his number 27 jersey in 2011. His coaching career began when the Anaheim Ducks hired him in 2013 as an assistant coach. Scott has shown concern for global warming and strongly supports the green environment movement, even going as far as driving a hybrid.
The Prius that I have driven the last couple of years here has been fun. And obviously with the price of gas as well, it's kind of easier to go to the pump and you don't feel as bad filling up.
Scott Niedermeyer, making the world a better place, 1 mile at a time. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.